Hello, it's Marilyn from Kill the Thrill, and I am listening to Melting Pod Radio with Annie from Marseille. Hein? Parce que Marseille, en anglais...
S'il y a plusieurs Marseille...
Non, parce qu'en anglais, Marseille, c'est Marseille. Il y a toujours un S.
Hello, I'm Dimitris from Greece, from Thessaloniki, and I'm listening Melting Pod with Annie from Marseille.
Hello, I'm Vita from Vilnius, Lithuania. You are listening for the Melting Pod with Annie from Marseille.
Sveiki, aš esu Eduardas ir aš klausiausi Melting Pod iš Marselio su Annie.
Sveiki, aš esu Vita iš Vilniaus, Lituanija. Jūs klausotės Melting Pod iš Marselio kartu su Annie.
Hello.
Hello, Buzz.
Hey, how are you, Annie?
Yes. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. So I'm just sitting at my drum kit here. Just here, listen.
Oh.
All the way to France.
Yes, it's...
Yeah, thanks.
Can you play Marseille for me?
Oh, look, I could. I've just walked away from the kit now. Now, Rick's fine to do it, to have a talk, but he's just walked away. Let me just come over here and find Rick. And then maybe you could start with Rick while I finish off what I'm doing. And then he could talk to me.
Yes.
Yes, but what I'm going to do is just find Rick over here.
Yes.
Hang on, I'll just knock on his door. I say, Rick. Oh, there he is. This is Annie on the phone from Marseille. You want to have a talk now?
He's really tired.
He's really tired. Look, you have a quick word to him and we'll work out another time. Here he is.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Rick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Good, thanks.
Yes?
We're just wondering if we can work out another time to do this.
Yes. You prefer a little later?
Maybe tomorrow.
Tomorrow you prefer?
Yeah, sort of. How about you guys? Sort of earlier in the afternoon tomorrow?
Yeah, but we've got to be at a motel so we get a regular phone.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, about... It's just early for, you know, too early. She's got to get up at like 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
What's the earliest you get up?
What time do you get up?
tomorrow... At 5 for you? And a day after, I called to Australia, Buzz Bistrup, the Angels drummer, because I want to do an interview with Rick Brewster, the Angels lead guitarist.
Rick's hungry, Annie.
Yes.
I'll put you on.
But I can call you tonight, and then you can say if you can see if Rick is okay.
Hello.
Hello, Rick.
It's Rick here.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are tired and hungry.
I am. Yeah. Yeah.
When just you want up. To speak with me today after the show?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we can do that. Sure.
At midnight for you.
Okay. Sure.
Yes.
Yep.
You will be in better form after the show. A little guitar is good for you.
Yeah, no, that'd be good.
Yes?
Okay.
There comes a time in a young girl's life when she first meets a man. There comes a time in a young girl's life when she becomes a woman. Highway number
number 19, moonshine bright. She's been in my dreams. If it's ever gonna happen, it'll happen tonight.
Good morning, guten Tag, bonjour. Welcome to Melting Pot, sound and colors from the planet Marseille. Today, March 18, we have a special show with the Angels from Australia. I did an interview with Rick Brewster, the Angels' lead guitarist, a very famous lead guitarist in the rock world. They were in tour last week in Australia, and the problem to do an interview with Rick was that he didn't want to face the day, the song you are listening just now.
Long night leaves me stranded, black vision, danger sign. No love, need protection, feels like I'm on production line. Daggers of dawn, cold-hearted day, why does it have to be morning? The luckless morning. I don't want to face the day, the day, the day. I don't want to face the day, the day, the day. Outside the screaming city,
I did every time long interview with Busby Strap, the Angels drummer. It was a very big pleasure to speak with Buzz, and I give you in the next show other interview with him. But at least after 3 days to insist, I have at least Rick. It was really incredible. Heart.
Forget that I'm alone. One day, a faceless living is 24 hours too long. I don't wanna face a day. I don't wanna face a day. I don't wanna face the day. The day.
Start in 1976 and became as famous as AC/DC and Rose Tattoo in Australia and in the United States, but not as famous as AC/DC and Rose Tattoo in Europe. And I hope the Angels will come soon here to show you which kind of good rock and roll they can still play now. You could find the song Face the Day you are listening to in the background in their last album, recorded live at the Basement in Sydney last year. Could find the first song I play in this show, Dogs Are Talking, and the song after Rick's interview, Let the Night Roll On, in their album Beyond Salvation, recorded in 1990 with only Rick Brewster and Doc Nissen from the original members of that band. I give you the name of the other musician on my website, but it's interesting to note the evolution in their music in 30 years.
Hello.
Hello, Buzz.
Hey, how are you, Annie?
Yeah.
I've just walked off stage. I'm very, very tired, very hot, very wet. I'm sweating. And I've walked upstairs into the back, you know, to the room that's upstairs, and I'm here by myself.
Yes.
And it's very hot.
Yes. You need a shower.
Well, I'll have to go back to the other hotel for that, to where we're staying.
Right now you are behind the stage.
I'm at the venue, at the gig. Yeah.
Yeah, it was okay, the concert?
Oh, it was a good concert, yeah. Yeah, it was good. Which is a very small room, probably about 200 people.
Yes.
And which is very hot, sweaty.
Yes. I know that.
The way you'd like
no,
it.
Because I don't play drums, but I saw the drummer after concert.
Rick is, I don't know where he is, downstairs somewhere. There's another room downstairs as well.
Yes. What do you want? You prefer that I call you tomorrow? It's better for you?
I reckon that's probably better. And after the gig, Rick will be able to talk to you tomorrow. So about this time tomorrow, I reckon we can do it. Unless Rick walks back in very soon, but I don't know where he is. Let's say tomorrow.
But for you, tonight you are too tired. You don't want to talk with me. It's better tomorrow.
I'd love to talk with you, Annie. but I'm just... at the moment, Well, I've just walked off stage, so I'm kind of... We played for about 2 hours.
Yes, it's a long time.
Yeah, so we played for a long time, and it was just very, very hot. So I feel like I've been in a sauna.
Yes, but it's good for you. Then you stay.
The room full of smoke. Room was full of smoke.
Yes.
That wasn't much fun. See? I've got to go downstairs and sign some T-shirts and CDs.
Ah, yes.
We've just finished a gig.
Ah, yes, yes.
Someone's here. It's Rick. Do you want to speak to Rick now? Man, he's right here. I'll put him on.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Rick.
Annie, hi.
At least you. Can you answer to my question for a little interview for my melting pot?
Okay.
Yes, or you are too much tired? Yeah. It's okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You are ready? I want to know the first question. It was that you are the only one members of the Angels from the beginning until the end, and I want to know, how did you live that? To start the band with your friend, like now, and then to see that they left the band one after the other, and you stay the only one with new members.
How did I do it?
How do you live that? It was it was hard, or it was not a problem for you? How do you live that?
Oh, I see. Yeah, there was a period when it got a bit, when it felt a bit tired, you know. Probably a few years felt like that. And then Doc left in 2000, and we got back together with Chris and Buzz. And since then it's been... like the old days, really good again.
Yes,
it's just something about those songs. It kind of doesn't matter how many times you play them, you can make them feel fresh.
When did you start to play with John? Before the Angels, I can imagine.
Oh yeah, yeah, we played together. For a few years before the Angels, an acoustic band, a joke band, and that's where we met Doc.
Yes.
And then the three of us started the Angels and got Chris and Buzz in early on. And then... we had some lineup changes.
Yes.
In the early 80s. Buzz left and so did Chris. So we had Brent Eccles come in on drums and Jim Hilburn on bass. And then Doc left in 2000. And my brother John and I started the Brewster Brothers duo, which we still do, and then we started the original Angels band with us and Chris, so now we do both.
Yes.
And John does the singing.
Mm-hmm. You never had the idea to play in another band than the Angels, because I have the feeling you were the only one who stayed the whole life with the Angels. It's a big part of your life.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess certain things came along, and I got involved with other bands a little bit along the way with production and stuff. But I never felt like I wanted to be in another band until John and I started the Brewster Brothers. And then it was almost like a revelation, because our music is so totally different. Yes. To Angels. And it allowed me to explore a lot of musical avenues that I probably always wanted to, even in the Angels. And if you listen to, well, you can't, but if you were able to listen to some of the early demos that we did in the Angels, you would hear some of the different musical leanings that were going on. But we didn't follow them, because we established a direction in the Angels which worked, and it was strong, and we kind of put the blinkers on, if you know what I mean. Do you understand what I mean by that? Horses wear blinkers, so they can only see straight ahead.
Yes.
That was because it became our sound, and in one way that was good, in another way it was a bit of a trap.
Yes.
Because it was, once we'd established that, it was very difficult to break out of it.
Saturday night.
And that's why I say it wasn't really until John and I started the Brewster Brothers where we felt completely free to do anything we wanted musically. Mm-hmm. Now I think we've got the best of both worlds because we do that with the Brewster Brothers, and we've got the original band playing the Angels repertoire. And we're talking about doing some new songs for the band, which could be anything. You know, we don't feel like we have to remain true to any musical direction in particular. So, you know, who knows what we'll do. And that's a good feeling. It's, you know, satisfying.
And you plan to release a new album in the near future with the Angels Band?
A new album?
Yes.
Did
with
you
new
say?
Song?
We'd like to. And I think we will start working towards that, but it might take a bit of time to write the songs. But I'd say we'll start doing that this year.
Oh. And you plan to come to France?
Love to.
Yes, because yeah. You had to play Marseille in Marseille. You know that?
Yeah, oh, that would be great. Yeah. And yeah, I'd love to do that.
I have another question for you. I want to know... it's a difficult question. I only saw the Angel on a DVD, and I saw you always very quiet, emotionless on your side when Doc sprang on the stage and everybody moved. You stay always motionless. Is you play with that attitude, or is your natural attitude?
Are you asking me, is that natural?
Yes, to stay quiet without emotion on stage.
Yeah, it is. It is natural. I think it stems from when I learnt classical piano.
Yes.
When I was very young. And my father, who was a classical musician, he always used to tell me, let your fingers do the, let the emotion go through your fingers. You don't need to show it on your face or in your body. You just put it all through your fingers. And it stuck. And when I started playing guitar in the band, that's how I just naturally felt comfortable.
Yes.
And yes. Then, of course, in another band, the early band, the Jug Band, I play washboard, and I'm exactly the opposite when I play washboard. I'm absolutely frantic with moving.
You're right, it's sure you're right, but I saw that on the DVD, that's a contrast between your attitude and what you play on the guitar, because a lot of emotion in the guitar, and your face stay quiet. Is for that?
Oh, right.
I put the question, but it's very strange.
You know,
yes?
I don't know if Buzz told you, but there may be a new DVD coming out sometime this year, which is a film of a concert in 1979.
Yes.
So it's the original band with Doc.
Yes.
and it's absolutely fabulous. I'm really proud of it. It's to me, it's the band with Doc at its absolute peak.
Yes, I have an old DVD because between the year 80 and 90, and on the
1983 probably. Is it Navarra?
Yes, there is Navarra, and there is the Angels from All the Angels.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
This is funny when everybody around move like crazy. That's why I ask myself if it was you play with that.
We did a tour in Australia where we made up cardboard replicas of me, life size, stand up cardboard replicas of me playing guitar, and in I Ain't the One, the song I Ain't the One,
yes.
We used to at the just before the solo, the guitar solo, we would black out my side of the stage so that I could leave the stage and hide behind the PA, and then the roadies would put the cardboard replica out, and when the solo hit, the lights would come on full on the cardboard replica, and no one in the audience ever knew that it wasn't me. And then at the high point of the solo, Doc would come over. He was really manic on stage, and he would just come over with this look of death on his face and karate chop me in the stomach, and the cardboard replica would just fold in half, and the crowd, didn't matter how loud the band was, you could hear the crowd just gasping. in that second before they realized that they'd been had. It was so funny. And then he would rip the head off and throw that out like a frisbee.
Now I End the One live in 1980. Imagine now Rick's replica playing the solo. I dedicate that show to the 100,000 people who were in the street today in France, and I hope in the next day to protest against the government. I recommend to you to download my show very quick because I don't know which future we have to listen to music free on the internet in France. Bye, tschüss, au revoir, and stay connected on Melting Pod, www.meltingpod.com.
I'm Rick Brewster, and I'm listening to Melting Pod with Annie from Marseille. Is that it?
But you must say Rick Brewster from the Angels.
Okay. All right. Are you ready? Hi, this is Rick Brewster from the Angels, and I'm listening to Melting Pod with Annie from Marseille.
Hey, this is Mars. I'm listening to Melting Pod with Annie from Marseille. Oh.